you know, when you say that, I put the energy out there, and a lot of people don't believe it. I don't want to say it's that simple, but if you stay very optimistic about things, you know, like for me, when I was starting my business, I would drive by these shopping centers and stuff, and I'm like, I'm gonna get a shopping center like that. Mm. I drive by a big HOA or whatever, I'm gonna do that shopping center one day. And I kid you not, and I don't know if I said it in one of the other podcasts, but one on Covina off of Grand that I always looked at, and I'm like, damn, that was nice. Like, I'm gonna be doing that when I actually service that complex this day.
That's funny.
You know, so that's kind of like tying law of attraction and beliefs, and then just generally feeding what's in here, feeding it to the universe, and then, you know, with hard work and discipline and consistency, it starts to give back. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Stay Shining, Stay Grinding podcast. My name is Jose Gallegos. I'm here with my co-host, Carlos Castro.
How's everybody doing?
All right. Well, welcome back, guys. It's been a little minute. Thanks for those requests. We usually would get those requests saying, hey, when's the new episode going to come out? We're waiting. We're actually waiting. And, you know, people have been waiting, man. So we're glad to be back. How do you feel?
Good. I mean, we fell behind. We apologize for that. We started this podcast with an idea, and the idea was to help others and help others that were a part of the same community as us. And we didn't realize that we were actually going to get that much feedback from it. And we had a goal, right? We were like, the first 3 months, if it doesn't work out, we have to just drop it. Cause in reality, it's if, you know, you have a family to feed, I have a family to feed. And we kind of did it off of like, let's try it out. And we tried it out. And I mean, the growth that we gained in that time, I mean, it's not like we went viral or anything, but like we were able to build like a small community of people in social media and like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. Like, we were able to build Spotify and iTunes podcasts or Apple podcasts. We were able to build a community, and we're like, damn, like, this is actually working.
So, yeah. And you know how we are. We're big on quality connections.
Yeah.
So we're not so, hey, you know, we hit a home run, we went viral, but just the amount of feedback in the essence of like the social media people, hey, bro, this is helping me out. It was like, wow, I'm really impacting these people's lives, whether it's only 3, 5, 6 people, whatever it is, you know, whatever the number was, but it just feels good that we're able to, you know, with what we've been through and what we're going through. Cause, you know, remember, guys, we don't only, you know, sit here and do podcasting. This is like what we choose to do on a spare time. Cause we both run independent companies. You know, we both have real time on the field jobs, and we run a company, and we have families, and, you know, we have sports with the kids and everything. So, you know, I'm actually just glad to be back, man. Welcome back, brother.
Yeah, there's a lot that we've missed out on, a lot that we need to update, and a lot that we need to talk about for this episode. This episode's mainly just going to be an episode of like updating and talking about how things have been and how we're doing and all that jazz that comes with it. So, yeah, I mean, the last time we had an episode, I think we checked, it was like, what, 2 months ago?
2 months ago, yeah. I guess just to update you guys too, I mean, part of the transition of why we delayed and put it aside is because we did have our new office space here. So we were doing it in the other office space we had for Vivid. And now we got a new little setup here, and, you know, the transitioning of that and getting everything set up. And then, you know, you got your hands full with your business. I got my hands full with my business. So,
yeah. My business grew like super fast in the last like 3 months.
It's booming, man. Congrats.
It was crazy. Like, I mean, I put the energy out there and I crossed my fingers and I did everything that I could do to like make it possible. And it's crazy how fast it just like scaled.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when you say that, I put the energy out there, and a lot of people don't believe it. Mm. I don't want to say it's that simple, but if you stay very optimistic about things, you know, like for me, when I was starting my business, I would drive by these shopping centers and stuff. And I'm like, I'm gonna get a shopping center like that. Mm-hmm. I drive by a big HOA or whatever. I'm gonna do that shopping center one day. And I kid you not, and I don't know if I said in one of the other podcasts, but one on Covina off of Grand that I always looked at, and I'm like, damn, that was nice. Like, I'm gonna be doing that when I actually service that complex this day.
That's funny.
You know, so that's kind of like tying law of attraction and beliefs, and then just generally feeding what's in here, feeding it to the universe. And then, you know, with hard work and discipline and consistency, it starts to give back.
Yeah, it does give back, because, I mean, you really think about it, there's a lot that goes in behind it. And one of the biggest parts of becoming somewhat, or not successful, but getting to those goals that you're trying to reach is being positive about it and being optimistic about it and saying, like, I'm going to be able to make this happen. And one day I'm going to be the leader of this crew, or one day I'm going to be the manager, or one day I'm going to be a business owner.
Yeah.
If you put that energy out there and you continue to put that energy out there, like, that one day is going to come 100%, but you have to put that work in.
Yeah.
The work is the part that nobody likes to talk about or glorify, or, I mean, actually it's starting to become a little more like accepting now to talk about like the stuff.
Well, everyone talks about like the work, but they make it, like, in my perspective, I don't know what you feel about it, but they make it seem like the work is so easy. Like, oh yeah, la-di-da, I got here, this and that, but, you know, it's like the hard work, they throw it as if it was just an easy subject. Like, the hard work, I did the hard work, I did this and that. And, you know, it's because the word hard work backs up what they intend is to sell easy. This was easy. I got this done easy. I did this in 12 months, in 18 months. And, you know, you can do it too, but you got to do the hard work. So it's kind of just like a backup. The way I see it is they throw that word around just to back up like the sell that they're going to do, you know.
So you feel like people are not really highlighting like the actual like day-to-day grind stuff? Nah,
not really. I don't think so.
Like the headaches and like the sleepless nights and like the constant worry.
Well, there's a couple viral with all the time. Yeah, exactly. Like there's a couple viral audios there, here and there, and like most of them are like gym motivation stuff. Yeah. Or like, you know, don't give up and the hard work and this and that. But, you know, and even for like my industry or your industry or any industries, like, hard work is there. It's a must, but they need to also kind of break down what that hard work, you know, if you break it down into like sections or sectors, like, you know, the headaches of the pains of growing a team and people not listening and, you know, you growing and hustling to get everyone work and, you know, everyone wants to throw around, be your own boss, it's hard work, this and that. But, you know, once you get to the other side of that, you're like, oh, shit. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like right now I'm dealing with a stage in my company where I ended up growing and then I ended up having two people be a part of the team that were going to help me. They had a very minimal salary. It wasn't nothing crazy. I wasn't making crazy monies, but I had them on salary and, you know, I tried to navigate them to like be a part of the team and be a part of what I had envisioned. And, you know, long story short, you know, one of them had a full-time job, seemed like he was more interested in that full-time gig, and we kind of separated. And I understand. You know, I can't pay you a full-time salary. I'm not in that position right now.
Yeah.
Yet. But at some point, I do know that I will be. And I understand that. And then the other person that was a part of the team, we kind of butt heads. Not necessarily butt heads. We
agree to disagree?
it wasn't agree to disagree. Basically, as they weren't doing their job.
Yeah.
And I had to talk to them multiple times. I sat down. We changed how we scheduled everything. You know, I worked with them. And then just recently, you know, I started to scale more. And at that point, I found myself doing stuff that I wasn't supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And that was their job. So I finally got fed up. I said, you know, this is not fair for me. This is not fair to what I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to have to let them go. And I let them go. I took it upon myself. I talked to you and I talked to, you know, other business owners and asked for their advice. You know, I talked to my wife and I was like, what should I do? And everybody gave me the same answer. Like, yeah. You just have to let it go. It's like, it's unfortunate. Like, and one of the things that I try to do is I try to give people some sense of leniency because I never really had that.
Yeah.
And, but when you give people too many tries and too many tries and too many tries, it becomes redundant. And eventually it affects me because I'm a small company. It's nothing like, you know, I don't have, you know, 20 plus employees, you know?
Yeah.
When you have a larger company, you're eventually going to have a couple bad apples. Like, that's part of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's only me and two other people, and then, you know, one of them's not really doing their job or proceeding to do their job, it does become, like, it does affect it overall. So that happened. So then right now I'm doing everything on my own right now. Luckily, where kids are on summer break right now. And, you know, our oldest is about 14, and he knows about social media and all that stuff.
Right on. So he can help you out.
So yeah, I brought him along one of my projects one day to kind of, he came with me as a carpool.
Oh, okay.
I was like, you know, it's like about almost a 2-hour drive. So I was like, you're going to come with me as a carpool. Like, he came with me and then he got really interested in what I was doing. And he's like, oh yeah, this and that. And then I was like, okay, I'm like, go on social media and post for me. And he did it like really fast. And I was like, okay, like nice. I can mold you. Like that was literally the thought that came into my head at that moment. I was like, I'm going to mold you. Like, so I told him I would pay him and all that. And yeah, so we'll see how it goes. The journey continues.
But that's really cool. I mean, number one, it sucks that you have to let someone go. Number two, you found someone and even, you know, that your son can help you out and get involved. And it seems like he's liking it and he likes it. So it's not easy letting people go, man. I mean, this weekend I just let go of two guys too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Like you said earlier, there's just those bad apples that you talk to. And you know me, I'm like, for me, it's hard to like really just fire somebody. 'Cause till this day, since I started, the people that needed to leave have left, and the people that have started their own business, and the people that are originally, there's a lot of day oneers here, you know, for 7 years now. But these guys were just not, you know, they weren't, and then I got kind of tired of it. And when we had the conversation, when you reached out to me, it was like, hey, look, what's going on? I mean, this is what's going on with me. I was like putting those thoughts into my own head and saying, okay, well, like, I'm giving this guy advice on what needs to be done.
You don't take your own advice.
And yeah, and I'm like a little too nice on my side. I'm like, hey, bro, like I already gave you a chance, but please pick up the pace or this and that. So I decided finally, you know what? We got a complaint with one of our projects. It's a pretty large project. And these guys have a lot to do with that. They're key components of that. So I was like, you know what? It's not happening. I called him up and I said, you know, I appreciate everything you do, but you guys are not, you're just not putting in the work that's necessary.
Yeah.
You either got complacent, you're too comfortable, you don't care. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you know, if you don't care for what's ours, I don't even say what's mine because of what they take care of, it's work for everybody. So, you know, they were understanding like, yeah, you know what? Like it's, you know, I do know that I've been slacking. I've been slowing down the role and everything. So, it was an easy, like, let go.
I thought
they already
knew it was coming.
Yeah. You see, and that's the thing when they generally know in their head that they're not putting the work.
Yeah.
It flows easier.
Yeah.
They're like, resistant. Oh, I kind of knew what was coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they were really good workers and everything and something else happened and they would be able to like kind of not fight back, but question like, yo, what's going on, bro? Like I hold it down for you, which they weren't. So. Yeah, that's what happened with me recently. And now, you know, I got to move some chips around to make it work with the lawn care and the landscaping. But either way, it'll work out. But it's just one of those things that coincidentally, when you called me up for that, and I was like, you know what? I got to tighten up my
tighten the ship.
My shit. Yeah. Just really make it work for
I mean, it's crazy how things happen. Like, you know, you in business, like, you begin to, like, grow, you scale. And as you scale, you begin to obviously not do all the work yourself at some point. So then you have to find people. And then when you find people, you have to know how to manage those people and how to navigate those people. And then you're also not only navigating and managing people, but you're also trying to figure out how to get more business for the company, how to get more, you know, you have to deal, especially in your case, insurances and all that extra stuff that you don't really think about, but stuff that you, like, through the process began to generate.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of work. It's not like, you know, again, quoting, like, we didn't go to business school. We didn't, like, get any education in this. We're kind of, like, just kind of going with the punches type of thing. Like, if I'm in a certain situation at the moment, if I'm dealing with, you know, for example, dealing with, you know, tough employees, like, I'm gonna do my research and figure out how can we help that, how can we manage that, how can we change it, how can we make it better. Like, that's how we're rolling. We just roll with the punches at the moment. So,
and it's crazy how things happen, like how everything aligns for when each person is going through something. Like, for me, there was a dysfunction in the team, right? And then coincidentally, a podcast came up from one of the guys I listened to, and the impact was there. And it was about, you know, leadership, teamwork, and everything. And he recommended two solid books. And going back to that, you know, I even told you, hey, fuck, dude, this is happening. And I don't want to let it, like, you know, like, slip out of my hands like water. I don't want to let it just go through because the problem's going to escalate.
Yeah.
So I ran down, picked up the books, and I'm starting reading them. And they're so far, they've been helpful, you know. It's just things that, new problems arise, new fires arise. So you have to level up in your skills. You have to level up in, and you're strengthening your weaknesses. And as time goes by, you find out where you're weaker, where you're stronger. And it'll always change because your surrounding will change.
Yeah.
The team changes. New people come in. They have new ideas, new thoughts. They, you know, they talk to other people, like, you know.
Yeah. And then you could always reuse that information that you learn whenever that same issue arises, because that issue will arise again. Nothing will ever be fixed. Everything always needs work. Everything. That's what I'm learning as a business owner, as an entrepreneur now, that everything always needs work, you know. And either you can figure out how to do it, or you can just keep trying to patch it, you know, and then it'll eventually leak, and then it'll explode and overflow. And then next thing you know, you have so many issues arising. Or you can say, okay, let me make a list of the issues that I have right now. Let's figure out how to fix them. Oh, I've done that already.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time it does arise, you're in the same boat again. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to understand that aspect. But I think when you're in the middle of it, it's kind of hard to understand it. When you're in the middle of the whole entire thing, you know, when you have issues, and I give you advice on the issues that you're dealing with, I'm viewing it more as from, like, an outside perspective, because I'm not with you every day. I'm not working with your company every day, you know? And then if I talk to you about some issues that I have, like, you're going to give me an outside perspective too, because, again, you're not with me every day. You're doing your own thing, so.
And that's the beauty of, like, business owner and dealing with people and dealing with clients, and that, if you really want longevity in it, I think the beauty of it is, like, you never stop learning. You never stop developing. You never stop growing. Because the moment complacency hits, or the comfortability of, like, I'm good, right away shit starts to fucking tumble, dude. It's happened to me. It happened, you know, it happens all the time. It just happened to me. I was telling you the other day, for 3 years, we've been hitting nothing but, you know, good jobs and nonstop. We were even working Sundays, catching up. And then, you know, this past 2 weeks, it's just been on a real slowdown, which is an irregular thing for me, because we were always so freaking booked up, busy, this and that. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say it. No, it's not like, oh, you know, what's going on? This guy, you know, dude, don't pretend to be something you're not in realistic, like, in reality, like, it is what it is. Va a haber altas, va a haber bajas, you know, there's ups, there's downs. And right now, we're in a slowdown season, or not even a season, it's a slowdown moment for us. it's you know, I got some guys not working, some other guys working, and you know, just trying to pick the pace back up, trying to figure it out, and then that's what, you know, it lights that, it reignites that fire and like get on super hustle mode. And you know, like they say, right now I'm fucking looking under rocks for work, bro, you know, just to keep it flowing, because I got so many guys. It's you know, I don't worry just about me, and that's the thing about me, like I'm a person that cares for my team. Because if it's for me, like, I'll be okay. I have reoccurring lawn care. I can generate smart things. But at the end of the day, I have a team that needs work, you know? Yeah. And I need to hustle and bustle. I need to get out there, grind it out to provide for them too. Because that's the point of growing. Not, you know, you don't grow for yourself. You grow for the team and then bring everyone upward. Mm-hmm. But that's where we're at right now. And it'll get resolved. It's just a matter of time and patience, you know, and then discipline and hard work. Back to the same things all over again.
Have you been making a list of things currently, of like your current situation?
What do you mean?
Like, have you made a list of the stuff that you are dealing with right now? Like, have you sat down and said, here's a pros and cons list of the current situation that I'm in right now?
A physical list? No.
Yeah, because that will definitely help you. Everything's in here right now, right?
Yeah.
You know, yes, there's not enough work for the guys or whatever, but in reality, everything's in here right now. Whatever thoughts you have in your head, only you know. But if you were to put those out into existence, like physical existence, it's easier to understand those thoughts. So I think that what I suggest, instead of saying it's just another moment, figure out a list, make a list of pros and cons that I'm dealing with at the moment, and figure out how you can tackle those things. Because in here, we can tell ourselves left or right, that's not going to matter. Because at the end of the day, like maybe, like I said earlier, we may see that issue again in the future.
Yeah.
So maybe if you were to change your perspective and how you're navigating yourself this time, because it's not the first time you've experienced this, right?
In a while, but yeah, it's not the
first time. Well, last time it was with lawn care, right? When you started to get a little slow with lawn care. And then it began to, like, now it's, like, booming.
No, the thing with lawn care, it was just stagnant. Like, there was no growth.
Okay.
It was just there. It was, like, we plateaued.
Well, how did you change that?
Work just came. Work just came. I didn't really plan it out, you know? Like, it was stagnant. It was, like, I wanted more growth in lawn care, and we just plateaued, and nothing new would come around, you know. If something new would come around, we wouldn't get the bid or the offer. And then I don't know, we just had a month where we got like 5-6 new accounts, like very large accounts, and I had to open up a new route, a new truck, new equipment, and like it's one of those things, right, where you're stagnant, you're plateauing, and then you have a freaking
burst,
like. Yeah. Oh shit, what I do with all this work? Yeah. And then now that you're hustling and bustling to get everything in order, get everything organized. And then.
Well, you call it the quantum leap.
The quantum leap, yeah. The quantum leap, that's why I read the book. So I'm like, hey, it sounds good. Quantum leap.
I remember you told me that. It just stuck in my head every single time I think of that experience that I have with like when I. Because like when we started this podcast, I only had two clients and. My clients are contract based. I work on a contract with my clients for anywhere between 6 months to a year. I start off my rates off of 3 months just so we can get a feeling of each other and understand. And at the time I only had two clients. Well, no, I had three clients.
Three.
One of the clients was, you know, we had to sit down and talk and figure out things. So that one was like an inconsistent client. If you're listening to this, you know who you are. And then, so, you know, I dealt with that quantum leap myself too. And it was very sudden. It was very like, I don't know if I was prepared, but I guess I was prepared. And at the time, I, like I said, when we first started this podcast, you know, I only had three clients. It was, you know, I was making enough money to, you know, to be able to work for myself and pay bills and, you know, save money. But then, you know, I gained two more clients from that experience. And it was like, it almost felt like everything doubled, you know, from as far as like pay and everything. Like it was just crazy. So at the time, I had to, you know, find people to work with and find people to work with me. And yeah, I mean, the whole, I think that is a part of a business, is like that leap. But like, one of the things that I try to keep in mind is, because I work with a lot of businesses, is I have to think about those times that when it does get slow.
Yeah.
You know, I can't just rely on the fact that you have a contract with me, but what happens when that contract is up? Am I preparing for that time for the contract is up? Like, what if you're like, oh, the contract's up, and they're like, well, I want to actually take 2-3 months off before we restart. So, you know, things like that I'm starting to take into consideration, because I do work with other businesses. I do see the experiences of the up and the down, the up and the down. Things are great, and then all of a sudden things are sour. Like, I see that happening, you know, not just with you, but I see with some of the other clients that I have. And I, in those moments, I think to myself, I'm like, okay, what should I do? What should I do? So it's something, I mean, you're dealing with that issue right now. I think, from my opinion, I suggest making a list, you know, figuring out what you're not doing. Maybe you're not doing something that
you say, I'm not selling this.
Well, I mean, maybe you're not doing
not something. Selling enough, actually.
Yeah, maybe you're not doing something you're supposed to be doing, and then you're like, oh, I just had to plug this in. Mm-hmm. Like, it may be the most simplest thing that may get that answer for you. But if you leave everything in here, I can't do that anymore. I used to, like, when I had 1-2 clients, I'd be like, okay, yeah, it's all in my head. My wife would give me shit for it. But like, now I have 5 clients, you know, I do want to get more clients. Like, so I have to make sure it's not just in here. Like, I have a full on, like, I have a checklist app that I use that like integrates through my laptop, my phone, even my watch, like, and it sends me reminders and updates on stuff that I'm doing. Like, I have to make sure that everything is like good. And it's even easier, I think, dealing with issues when, like, I'm listening to like Alex Ramondzi's book right now, The $100 Million Offer.
Great book.
And he talks about a part where, like, when you're dealing with certain issues, is like making 15 minutes, even if you just are calculating the 15 minutes in that moment, at least you're calculating those little 15 minutes in that moment. Like, so what I do is I make a checklist of all, even if it's like the dumbest thing, like, even if I think it's like something that I won't forget, like, at least you'll have that on your list. And the satisfaction of saying I completed that makes it feel so much better than just having it here in your head. All right, I'm done with that. All right, I'm done with that. Where do I gotta go here? So I've dealt with that struggle too, of having everything in my head and not putting it out there.
Yeah.
But like, when you put it out there, it just makes everything flow so much, come more easier and comfortable. So tip for the day.
That makes a lot of sense, because, you know me, and then you've been me when we go on our media days and when we're out and about. For me, I brainstorm all the time when I'm driving, when I'm going to go see a new job, when I'm going to go see an existing client, whatever. That's like, when we're not doing media day, like, that's my, you know, I've always said it, that's my alone time, right? So I'm always planning out the game, you know, and moving the chips around in the checkerboard or the chessboard. And I'm playing it, you know, I'm driving, I'm saying, you know, I got to move this guy here, I got to move the king there, the queen there. And then I'm making all these plans, and then, you know, I get to my job site, I'm like, all right, cool, I go, this is a game plan. I go talk to my client, I get all my measurements, whatever. And like, it's almost like a forgotten thought, you know what I mean?
The game plan was
there. Yeah, it's like, all right, cool. Like, it's there. When I get to the office, I'm going to write it down.
Yeah.
So even then, like, maybe I'm going to try a new theory or a new method. Like,
when you get to the office?
Maybe not even write it down, but if it's on the move, maybe do an audio recording or something for myself and say, hey, look, this is what I'm thinking. Like, speak about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it might work. I mean, you know, to me, I don't really, that sounds silly. I don't care if it works, if it solves the problem, if it makes my life easier, if it makes everything keep moving forward, that's what matters.
What I like to say is, think about future self. That's what I like to tell myself.
Yeah.
When I'm in those moments where, like, man, I'm super stacked with, like, work. Like, right now, my biggest issue is time. Like, I have to accommodate my time. I have to make sure that I'm being more disciplined with my time. And I know that the time is there, but I do sometimes take advantage of the freedom that I do have as an entrepreneur. Yeah. Where it's like, well, you know, I don't have to clock in anywhere. Or,
exactly.
Well, you know, I can just go to bed right now. Like, so many things arise. So my biggest thing right now that I'm dealing with is the discipline of time, understanding time,
yep.
and being able to say, no, I can't do this right now. Or saying, okay, I'm done. I have to go work. Or, you know, knowing to do that, because sometimes we take advantage of it. And then sometimes we do it unconsciously. We end up not knowing that, like, okay, we kind of overstayed or like shouldn't have been here, or like a family gathering, or sometimes you go to a family's house and, like, you know, when I go to my parents' house, I tell them, look, I'm gonna be at your guys' house at 5. I gotta be out of there by 8. And they get a little annoyed by it, but it's like, I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't wanna waste, I'm not saying that I'm wasting time with them, but, like, I know that myself in the future is gonna regret staying 2-3 hours there. You know, so in any experience, I always try to tell anybody that I've worked with or myself, think about my future self.
Yep.
You know, do I want my future self to have five things to focus on? Or do I want my future self to have 20 things to focus on? Like, what sounds better in the future? So I think, okay, I only want 5.
Yeah.
Because why not? Like, why have so much more pressure in the future for myself? So
That's true.
That helps me. Even in those times where I'm like, I'll be in moments where, like, I'm in front of my computer. Because if I'm not recording or with clients, I'm in front of my computer.
Yep.
That's it. I'm nowhere else. And unless I'm, like, working out or at jiu-jitsu, but other than with the family, I'm literally nowhere else. You know, I'd be in front of my computer and I'm like, just sitting there like, man, I can't do this anymore. Like, I want to stop, but I remind myself and I say, all right, let's take a 5-minute break. Think about, like, how much stress you're going to relieve yourself in the future. And then just go on.
Keep going.
Yeah. And then it'll be like, what, today is Monday, by Friday. Friday will come around and I'll be like, oh man, I only have 3 or 4 tasks to do for the rest of the week.
Because you knocked it out on a consistent basis.
Learning time. So my biggest thing right now that I'm dealing with is understanding time and being a little more disciplined with myself. I'm starting to become more and more disciplined.
Yeah.
But like now that I'm on my own and now that I have more clients, I don't want to lose the clients and I don't want to create a cycle of, like, you know, running all over the place, because that's not how I like to function.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only thing that will work is if understanding to discipline myself and be a little more strict with my time. You know, if I have to miss class jiu-jitsu, then I'll have to miss class. Like, I have to remind myself what pays the bills.
Yeah.
You know, I have a home gym at home. If I want to get an exercise, I'll just go in my gym. It's going to take me 45 minutes. It's right there. Hop, you know, go in the shower and then get back to work. When I go to class, that's like almost 2-hour process. You know, I have to get my bag ready. I have to make sure the kids have their stuff ready to go too.
Yep.
You know, you have, you know, your stretch, the drive, then you get to the class and then you have to get out of class and the same thing, the drive, and then you have to come home, shower, clean the clothes. You have to clean your clothes right away after because they're gross.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a whole process. So I have to really think about those things. And I kind of psychoanalyze things a lot. I kind of,
that's good,
really go down a rabbit hole into things. But I also, one of the things that I do is that, like, I know if something is not working out, I'll still do the opposite.
Yeah.
But I know the solution, but I'll still be like going towards hitting the wall. And one of the big things was, like, you know, my time management. And, you know, I would still go to jiu-jitsu when I knew I had class.
Yeah.
I mean, when I knew I had stuff to do. And then, you know, I would get out of class and I'm all tired sitting in front of my computer like, oh man, I shouldn't have gone to class. So I just think about those things, and that helps me understand. So like in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been going to class, you know, maybe once or twice a week, you know, when before I was going 3 times a week.
Yeah, you just have more workload now.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, it does, like, you're like, shit, like, you know, this is something fun that I enjoy. But I feel like if I just give myself like those little nibbles of it every week, it makes it more fulfilling when I am there.
Yeah.
Like I get really bored of things really fast. So like when I'm at something a lot, it gets redundant. I'm there all the time and I'm like, man, I start to look at flaws and I start nitpicking at things. And then when I detach myself from that situation, like, and I'm gone for a week or two, I'm like, come back, I'm refreshed. I'm like, oh, like, I forgot how cool this was.
So, yeah.
You know, time management is important. I don't know how you manage your time or how you scale your time, but I feel like it helps me direct and understand and look at the bigger picture so much more clear.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in time, to be honest, that's probably like the hardest thing to kind of control.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, like you said, it could easily go through your fingers, you know?
Yeah.
Time could easily fly by, you know. I'm getting a little better at scheduling. So I schedule myself with new customers. I respect the time that I have to be on the field and I have to be in the office, because then that's the balance, you know, of getting that done out there, getting this done in here. Obviously, I'm very important to me, my son's soccer. So being there, being present, taking him to the practices. So I protect that time as well. I protect the time for myself at the gym. You know, I've been really going and trying to work out a lot. So, you know, that's like 5:30 in the morning for me. But at the end of the day, as much as I don't want to do it, I have to do it. And that's where, you know, discipline of time. Because I know if I don't do it in the morning, it's almost no way I could get it done in the evening. And like a lot of people, oh, no, yeah, you can. Like, no, with work, with family, with sports, with running a business, with, you know, in the evening, a lot of my guys call me and then we're organizing for the next day or whatever. So I'm still at that point where I'm very involved with the business, where, you know, someone doesn't just do it for me. So handling all that, I mean, it's a lot to handle. And like you said earlier, that's what a lot of the young guys and guys pay attention. When you're in business for yourself, you go to war for yourself. There's no one that's going to come and give you work, compared to when you work for somebody else and you go in at whatever time and you clock in and out at a certain time. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we're in business for ourselves, if you don't move, you're not going to get work. If you're not active, you're not going to get work. If you're not moving around, looking for work, hustling, making phone calls, and, you know, that's the difference of people. Like, just because you're good at putting pavers or you're good at mowing a lawn does not mean you're going to be that good at business. And a lot of people have that fear or that risk factor of saying, oh, well, you know, what if I don't get enough houses, or what if I don't get enough work for myself? Well, that's where the challenge comes, where you have to go to war, go to battle, fight for those jobs. And then if you're building a team, fight for your team. And it can get even more overwhelming as you grow and scale with more people and more people. So no one's going to come and give you work. I mean, people are going to call you, but the complacency of you saying, I'm booked for right now. That's what happens, you know, sometimes with me. So I'm booked. I have 3-4 month projects. And then I'm like, I'm good. Before you know it, time flew. And I'm like, oh, shit.
What do I do now?
You know, now the phone's, I'm picking up the phone every freaking.
Now you're calling all those people like, hey, you still interested in that?
Yeah, no, for real. But it's just like that irregular cycle of like learning through different phases of business, learning through different phases of growth. And as long as you're aware, and you can figure out that there is a problem, you'll find and look for the solution.
And will you actually do the solution, though? That's the bigger one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because like I said earlier, sometimes I find myself in situations and I find the solution, but I still end up doing the opposite of the solution. So that's a big thing, you know. Like, I feel like we ourselves, you know, big thing as a business owner is being a problem solver.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the majority of your time spent as in the business aspect is just solving problems the majority of the time.
Yep.
And, you know, part of that is, you know, solving problems that you may be dealing with yourself, not just within the business. And sometimes you find yourself finding the solution and then you're like still doing the opposite.
Yeah.
So, you know, the finding the problem may be good, or finding a solution for the problem may be good, but like, are you actually applying that solution?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, that, and again, that may be breaking a bad habit or a consistent habit or implementing a new habit, which could take time, right? So it takes time and discipline to be able to generate yourself into that. But for the most part, yeah, that's obviously, it's always, that's the key thing, right? In any aspect is putting in action and putting in what you're actually learning. Like, I'm a big component of reading, right? And podcasts. I listen to podcasts a lot and everything. And I'm always like, hey, bro, this is what I learned. And suddenly I'd be like, whoa, I mean,
are you applying it?
Are you applying it? And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm gonna, you know.
Kind of.
But I guess it's just what keeps you reactivated. And then it's up to you to kind of put it in there and apply it and then see how it does, you know. Yeah. What works for somebody may not work for you, but at least you know you can kind of work and experiment with that and see what happens from there.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. I mean, you've been in business for 7 years. I've been in business for like 2 years, 1 year. I don't even know. It hasn't been that long. And just from the experiences I deal with now, and I'm sure the experiences you deal with yourself now, it's like, you look at the larger picture and you're like, this is crazy. Like, who would imagine they'd give me, if people had given me the trust that they give me, you know, who would imagine that people give you the trust to rebuild their whole yard, their whole backyard?
Yep.
Like, that's crazy. Like, where we come from and where we've been, who would imagine that people are actually say, here's a check, take it, that's for you. Like,
it feels surreal sometimes.
Crazy, huh? Dude.
Yeah.
I always think about that. I'm like, I step back and I'm like, who would imagine they'd allow me to fucking do that for them? Like, they trust me. That's wild. I respect it and I'm forever grateful for it. But it really does spark that light. And that, I feel like stuff like that, when I have like, you know, when I'm in the moments of like doubt or like I'm in moments where I feel down, I have to remind myself of those things, you know. I have to remind myself that, like, you're a one in a million person. Yes, there's a lot of photographers and videographers and social media marketing and marketing people out there. But guess what? There's no one like me. I'm one of one. I like to tell myself that all the time. I like confidently tell myself that and confidently tell people that I'm one of one.
Yep.
Like, tell me if you're going to find somebody like myself. And if you do, I would love to meet them. But other than that, you're not going to have the opportunity to find someone like me. And when I'm in moments of doubt or, you know, that I just feel like things are crumbling or falling or whatever, losing control, I have to remind myself of who I am and what I am and why I do it. You know,
exactly.
That's 100% why we're here. Like, I'm not doing this just because I'm trying to, I don't know. I don't even know. What are you trying to avoid? Like, I'm not doing this to avoid anything. I'm doing this because I'm like,
you're not doing this for clout? You're not doing this for the fame?
Nah, not anymore. It's never been about that. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's never been about that for me. Like, you know, I haven't even like market myself. Like, my business, I haven't even marketed. Like, I haven't like put it out there in that aspect.
That's
like,
true. I see that.
I haven't even like, and I know that if I do get to that, if I do it, I know how big it will become. But I don't want to get to that point yet because I want to build a team. I want to
step by step.
I want to make sure everything is covered because I've made mistakes in the past that have gotten me in situations that are 100% regrettable. But now I want to make sure that I make the right decisions whenever I do anything. So if I know I have to just baby step things in life, it's life. Like, you know, I'm not in a position financially that I'm like dying or a position of financially where things are going backwards. Like, I'm in a position where things are okay, you know? So if things are okay, why not fix the current state that you're in right now, build a system that's effective, and then move on to the next chapter, you know? Like I told you in the past, you know, I think I had mentioned it in one of the episodes, I was thinking so much as a creative all the time. You know, I was always thinking as a creative, as a creative. I was always like, you know, getting the right image, getting the right photo and da, 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 da. And I had to step outside of that way of thinking because I'm like, I'm not a cinematographer. I'm not a photographer. Like, that's not my full-time gig. If it was my full-time gig, then yeah, why not think like that all the time?
Exactly.
But I had to step outside of that and be like, I'm a business owner. So I had to put my business owner hat on. And things had to excel.
Start thinking like a business owner.
Things are thinking like a business owner, bro. And it's wild because as soon as that happened, shit, everything just kind of just started to go up. So like, I know that if I put myself out there and start to market my brand and start to market it, I know what's going to happen, but I don't want to do it yet because I want to make sure that what I have right now is good. Because it's not good. Like, one of my biggest things is time management. Imagine if I market myself and I have like, you know, 10 more other clients that just reach out to me and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to be able to handle that. You know, I have to find people. So then I've already had a challenge with working with people. So now I have to figure out how to manage people a little bit better. So it's so many things that come in line, but I know that I'll get there. I'll get there at some point. I still have like a 5 to 10 year plan, you know, that I want to eventually get. I want to make sure they eventually make Anchormind projects autonomous. You know, I don't want to be a component in it anymore. You know, I want it to run its course. I want to help people get a career. I want, even if it's just like college students that are just on their way to a career.
Yep.
Hey, at least you're getting the experience working with me, you know? So, yeah. Any last words before we close it out?
Nope. I think we're good. I think we're all good. So we'll close it out.
All right. So we'll be back, guys. We promise we won't go anywhere this time. We truly apologize for our absence. You know, we both grew in different ways, and it's crazy how much we both have scaled in the last 2 months that we've been absent. And we hope that you guys still continue to listen to our podcast and still to take our advice, even though sometimes we may be thinking they're full of shit, but we're not. We're telling you as how it is. We're telling you how we have learned and how we continue to learn. So please make sure to like, comment, follow, and let us know if you have anything you want us to talk about. We do plan on having some guests now that we have our own podcast space, and you know, we'll see you soon. So. Stay shining.
Stay grinding.
That's right.
Peace out.